I'm asking for help, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to bring this up, Ali, because it really paints me in a different light, and I don't want to put out, you know, I suppose, a bad version of me to the Zinc family.
Now,
can I put
on.
It out that way?
Well, you can put it out that way, but can I just ask you this, because I've got no idea what you're going to say. Is this going to affect anyone eating their breakfast right now?
Could. It could.
Okay. I'm concerned.
We were talking about fidgeting the other day. And how, you know.
I'm even more concerned.
Well, fidgeting, nervous habits that are you know, part of what everyone has to put up with in a work relationship, in a loving relationship.
I happen to know people that have a very bad habit of grabbing their crutch. So I hope it's nothing to do with that, because I'll be ending this discussion right now.
Okay, well, let's move on. It's 10. But, you know, there's always someone who's nervous in a group. Like, they either twitch around in their seat or when they're driving, they've got their hand always sitting on the gear stick. Or
tappers. A lot of people just tap when they're nervous. And
God, I hate that.
Yeah.
Or people who can't look in the eye in a meeting. I don't know. Just
you can be a little bit like that sometimes. You don't always want to look at everyone in the eye. It depends. If you've got something, like, a bit stressful to bring up, you might do a bit of the old wandering eyes. But that's normal. Like, a lot of people are the same. So zero judgment about that. What's your bad habit, dare I ask?
Look,
I mean, I know one of your bad habits. Sorry to cut you off.
Do you want to bring it up?
Is it to do with your nose?
Continue.
You're a mad picker. Sorry.
Yeah, I do tend to go in there. And I do apologise if it happens here on occasion. But
on occasion? On occasion.
All right.
Like 10 times every 2 minutes. But anyway, moving on.
Well, to do with fingers, I'm a mad finger picker. I like to pick at my nails. That's why they're
enough.
Not, the cuticles aren't beautiful. They've never been trimmed within an inch of their life. They just look craggly. It's and it's something I do with my other nails. Not so much in the fingers.
Biting your nails. That's a very common one, isn't it, for people?
Because I like to keep them short, for one. But I don't know, I like to dig in there. And if I grab a bit, you'd rip it off and throw it away. And it's just, again, it's probably a nervous habit I have when there's stressful situations going on.
Yep.
That's not the worst, though.
This is
what I'm reluctant to bring up with, and this is what I need help with from the Zinc family, all right?
I can feel our boss right now just sitting there going, don't do it. He's screaming at the radio, don't do it.
You say I'm a mad picker. Of my nose, yeah, for sure. There's also another part of the body I pick at, and it disgusts everyone. And I haven't done it here at work.
My mind's gone straight. Somewhere.
I don't wear thongs very much, and if I did, you'd probably see big evidence of it, but I do pick my feet. I do pick them. So I'm forever...
What's going on with you?
Forever vacuuming at home, trying to clear away the evidence to because, you know,
mate,
it doesn't...
go and get a pedicure, please.
Well, I have an occasion. The trouble is, the last pedicure I got, my feet were so smooth, I was walking down the street in my thongs and I accidentally nearly slipped. Because they were so beautifully smooth, and I did enjoy the experience, but another man handling my feet was a bit tough.
Yeah, I was going to say, the person doing the pedicure didn't enjoy the experience. He's thinking, what's going on? This guy got leprosy.
When he got a razor blade out, that was enough for me.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, cutting
seriously.
All that dead skin.
But, gross.
Is there, this is the thing, I mean, that's my mad fidgeting
situation.
So what
do you mean? What, thank goodness you're not doing it here. What do you sit in your lounge room and do it?
And that's why I need to keep tidying it up and get the vacuum out and clear away the evidence. Or do it up the backyard and...
up the backyard.
Your feet dry out.
Where's Dad? Oh, he's up the backyard.
Oh,
don't
go there.
His feet.
My kids would be totally embarrassed on this one.
Oh,
but that's my fidgeting, and I need help. I need an intervention of some sort to get me out of it.
All right, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do straight away. I'm going to start up a GoFundMe page for you so you can have weekly pedicures.
Actually,
but
I can
to save
that.
Your poor family this disgusting scenario.
So I try and minimise the amount I do that. I try to minimise the amount of thong time I'm wearing so the feet don't dry out, but I certainly would never do it in the office here, I guarantee you that.
Thong time. I minimise my thong time. Seriously. Wow.
Is there a way
to
get on top of that? Is there a way to handle that sort of, I'll say fidgeting, but really mad picking is what it is.
Straight jacket? How about that? While you're watching TV, strap your arms down. I'll buy a couple of Oki straps. You can strap your arms down.
Well, then it's done and dusted. There's a solution.
I don't know. I'm not a mad sort of habit person. You know what I mean? I don't really sit there. I think the most I would do is sometimes I'll sit there and, I don't know, like play with my hands or whatever if I'm bored.
Yeah, that's clean though. It's like rubbing
and
playing.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's not disgusting.
Any professionals in the Zinc family who can throw me in a... in a positive way of handling this fidgeting situation? Come on, Claire, hello. Can you help us?
Oh, I don't know, Bill Carr. Sometimes I think you're a bit beyond help, but I'll see what I can do. what is it you want?
I've got to try and find a solution to my feet picking. What do I need to do? Is there a...
Your feet picking?
Yeah.
Wear big, thick socks, maybe.
Hey.
Actually, and tape around the tops of them.
Yes, that is a perfect solution.
So I can't reach... Okay, Claire, thank you.
Good one.